Buckle up. It's Joel Kane and Brian Fletcher driving you home. Drive with Joel and Fletch on SEN. With thanks to KO Freebies, free for all of June. Don't miss an outrageous amount of free live sport and shows.
Yes, thanks to KO Freebies. No credit card, no contract, no worries. It is Joel and Fletch with Adam Peacock standing in again for Joel Kane, who does love a bit of time off, but I'm only too happy to be here with Fletch. How are you, Fletch?
I'm going good, Ads. Now, he works hard, Joel. G'day, Brooksy. G'day, Gibbo.
G'day, hey, hey, boys.
It feels like I haven't seen you guys for a while.
I think it's a long weekend.
Long weekend's been brilliant. Joel is up at Tamworth for the Golden Guitar Awards. Joel is...
presenting?
He loves his country music.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
Big Garth Brooks fan.
I thought it was Lee Kernaghan.
No. Garth Brooks. Garth Brooks fan. Now, good on you, Sugar. He deserves a holiday.
Okay.
I don't know if he's got his... I think he's out with the kids, isn't he?
Yeah, he's on a carnival.
Yeah.
With the kids. But coming up on the show, instead of Monday A grades, because we weren't here yesterday, it's Tuesday A grades.
Oh, I got a good one too.
Have you? Brooksy's pretty happy with his one too.
I've got a great one from the weekend.
Can we nominate Gibbo as one?
You can, but it's got to be something extra out of the ordinary.
Well, he's going to Melbourne tomorrow.
Tonight.
Tonight. Sorry.
After the show.
Jeez, you're keen. Why are you going there?
Well, for love, Adam.
Oh, that's the only way.
Oh, cue it.
You'll hold on.
Climb over a closed border.
Who is this young lass?
Well, she was originally from Sydney.
Yep.
So when COVID hit last year, she moved back up here. That's when we sort of met. And hung out a few times and... Yeah, it looks seems like love. But
there's a connection.
I think so, yeah.
We might lose you to the Bob and Andy show.
Well, if you're listening, Bob and Andy, I'd love to.
Probably not.
Oh, really?
I don't know what they're doing right now.
Bob and Andy probably doing their show.
Anything good happening in the AFL?
Scores.
Buckley.
There was a draw, I think.
Yes, there was.
Giants.
North Melbourne.
The Western, yeah, down in Hobart.
So they don't have extra time?
No. No golden point.
What about a GF?
Yes.
What do they do? Five each way?
They do
each way?
Extra time. And then if it's still... They had a replay
yeah.
10 years ago. Collingwood St Kilda. But then they changed it. I think they changed it. And now they got... Anyway, that's our AFL update today.
Wow.
Don't call in, Rob from Blacktown. We are good.
big effort, Gibbo.
Yeah.
Jumping over a closed border to see your love.
Well, it's not closed. It's open. They're not supposed to have any visitors, so I'm not sure how that's going to work.
And
I don't know if she's cleared it with her housemates, but I mean, look, I'm just going to rock up there with flowers and hope for the best.
Win it with your charm. Win everyone with your charm.
Yes.
Are you flying or are you driving?
Flying.
Okay.
Ooh. So hopefully Virgin doesn't cancel the flight.
Big call. Good luck getting back into New South Wales. But you're here for this particular show. We've got Team List Tuesday at 4 p.m.
Yeah.
A couple of big decisions coming selectors' ways at respective clubs. Wonder if Kevin Walters is going to make 43 changes again for the Brisbane Broncos?
Well, Carmichael, they've got to give him another run, don't they? Give the special K another run?
I believe Greg Konescu might be playing hooker this week. Bringing everyone back, aren't they?
Joe Kilroy on the wing.
Fucking Joe. No, I thought he went okay, considering he hasn't played for 12 years.
Yeah.
Not a bad effort.
Shawny Omerod from Sportsbet's going to join us. We're going to guess the lines in the NRL and Simon Hill from the Global Game. Bit to talk about the Global Game. What about that? You guys wouldn't have had a show since Christian Eriksen literally died.
I saw that. That was horrific.
And came back.
Horrific vision.
Unbelievable.
So he was making a run to the throw-in?
He's gone to receive a throw-in and then just basically, like a tree falling.
Any pre-existing conditions?
Well, that they don't know. The guy where he plays his football, Inter Milan in Italy, the doctor came out and said, we don't want to be the ones to bring out anything that might make people cast judgment on whether or not he should have been playing. So it sounds like there's something there, but they have debunked the theory that it was COVID, that he's had COVID and that's weakened his heart. So, yeah. But he was clinically dead on the field and then got resuscitated.
The vision is shocking. It is. It was, to watch when you're out there, because you don't really see it. You'd think we'd have seen this more often and probably in rugby league because it is a pretty brutal sport. I remember Denny Shepherd played for the Chooks. This was
30 years
late 80s.
Yeah.
But that was due to dehydration.
And it was a stinking hot day and he just fainted on the field, didn't he?
But nothing. I don't think it was anything to do with the ticker. But
yeah.
has he transferred through clubs throughout his career? Like, don't they do physicals?
He went
stuff?
From Ajax to Tottenham. Now he's at Inter Milan. Yeah, he would have done full on medicals. Like check the heart valves and everything like that. But I don't know. We don't exactly know how it happened. But what we do know, if there wasn't a defib nearby, he got the starter, and he got the proper CPR. And one of his teammates came over, cleared his airways. The doctor came on. It was all happening within a minute. If there was a delay of 1 minute, 2 minutes, anything.
Yeah. Because that's changed now since we were kids. Remember in the old days you had to, it's all about the pumping now. Remember in the old days it was blowing into the mouth, but that doesn't, it's more important to keep the...
Pulse the heart.
Yeah, so the oxygen goes to the brain.
Yeah. Mention A grades, Tuesday A grades this week. The winner of today's best A grade will win a Mark Hughes Foundation beanie. The Mark Hughes Foundation, it's the dark blue and grey number this year. They mix it up every year. And they got the pom-pom on top this year. It's a good look.
Yeah. Not a fan of the pom-pom.
No?
No.
I like the pom-pom.
It's a bit American.
Love it.
Yeah, I know. You
Brooksy carries a beanie quite well. He's
Yeah, no, but it's a, the big out. Walk starts tomorrow. I think you're coming down, Adam.
Yes, I think. I'm getting to bed at 5 a.m., but yeah, I'll try.
Like Gibbo. what are you doing in the morning?
I'm doing the Socceroos Jordan match, hosting for Fox Sports at 2 a.m.
Oh, geez, you're...
Yeah.
Good man.
Middle East. In Kuwait, we're...
Integral member of the Fox Sports team.
Yes. Thanks, Fletch.
No, enjoy it.
Mr. 10%. He's Kuwait. By the way, Kuwait, the other day, it was 50 degrees.
Celsius?
In the daytime.
Wow. Yeah.
And it's 46 today and hazy. It's not quite that here. So that's Tuesday A grades. That's the prize that we've got. And visit Mark Hughes Foundation or in store from Lowe's Australia wide and participating IGA stores to pick up those beanies. Worthy cause.
Absolutely. Of course.
This is the Trojan Tools Tradies Hour. Thanks to Trojan Tools, built tough, only at Bunnings Warehouse. Fletch.
Now I was going through. I was going through Instagram the other day, and I was looking at
how's your algorithm, going? By the way.
No, the algorithm's okay.
Yeah, and is your wife allowed to pick up your phone and look at what comes up automatically on your Instagram?
Yeah, of course. Why?
Crypto.
Mine's a lot of not. Crypto. A lot of spinalese ads.
Pillows.
A lot of surfing algorithms. But no, I was looking at Brooks Koepka.
Yes,
they're quite the attractive couple, Brooks Koepka and his wife.
Mm.
I don't know her name.
Genetically blessed.
They are. So I was just thinking, what other sports celebrities or sportsmen and sportswomen? I remember the high jumper, Grigori Ava?
Yeah, Tatiana.
Pole vaulter.
Pole vaulter. Remember her and her boyfriend?
Dmitry Markov.
Who was his name?
Dmitry Markov, I reckon the name was.
He's good at Russian-Australian relationships, yeah. Adam Peacock.
I wonder why.
Let's
have
your algorithm
at the World Cup. What went on? But if you get a chance, go and have a look at Brooksy Koepka, because he doesn't strike me as someone who is quite interesting, personality-wise.
I reckon he'd be good after a few beers, which he was encouraging people to do and go and sledge Bryson DeChambeau at recent events.
Anyway, so I'm throwing it out there. Text through 0457 736 736. Any other celebrity sports couples who are quite glamorous?
Well, Tiger Woods and Elin were quite glamorous.
Was she a sport? What was her sport?
Oh, are you saying that Brooks is?
I don't know.
Better half.
No.
Yes. Is a sports person?
No, she's not, but she could be.
Well, I'm saying then that's under that criteria, that Tiger Woods and Elin, before Elin put the 5-iron through Tiger's van one night.
Yeah, she's moved on bigger and better things anyway.
Married a billionaire, didn't she?
Yeah.
Good work.
Well.
Good work.
Anna Kournikova and Enrique Iglesias. That's Brett.
That's a good one.
That Brett, is generically Brett, that is. Elite. Mm. Exactly. There's another one there. Adam and Idea. Something about high tackle causes HIA. Then the offending person goes to the bin. The rest of the guys stay in the field no matter what. Keep it simple. Rooster Man.
Yeah, that's good, Rooster Man, but I want a glamour couple.
Bring anything
that's
up
that's fine. I don't mind that.
Gavin and Casey Badger.
Oh, yeah.
No, with the theme of that text.
Well, what about this one? I got one that's going to blow you all out of the park. Grant Kenny.
Yes.
Lisa Curry-Kenny in the old days.
Yeah, that was good.
The old days.
Golden Girls, boys. You know, they were always tanned. And
Yeah, they lived on the Goldie. Of course they were. You can't live on the Goldie without a suntan.
Okay.
Look out of place.
Was there Stephanie Rice and Quade Cooper?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And there was a swimmer too before Quaid. Oh, Eamon Sullivan.
Eamon.
I was really reading the E.
Eamon. Loved his dance festivals.
A silent E.
Yes. So that was...
Melbourne Eamon.
What about more of the international? What about A-Rod?
Oh, Jennifer Lopez.
And Madonna.
Brooklyn Decker as well.
Mm.
Ooh,
Anthony Roddick.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
A-Rod is in Alex Rodriguez or A-Rod is in Andy Roddick?
Well, Andy Roddick was going out with Mandy Moore.
Mandy Moore.
And Brooklyn Decker.
At the same time.
Wow.
I'm not sure if he was two-timing, but I know that happened.
Yeah, right. Okay, afternoon, boys. I was watching the New South Wales Cup between Parramatta and West at Bank West Stadium on Sunday. I fell in the crowd, looked to have a heart attack. Security was working on him till the ambos rocked up. Pretty rough to see the sporting event, but it's Motza from Camden. Hopefully he's all right.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A-Rod and J-Lo. Wayne and Paulina Gretzky.
Not across that.
No.
No,
no, no, that, no.
That's
sorry, Paulina is married.
Father-daughter.
Dustin Johnson.
Oh, yeah. Who's that from? Brett, you are sicko.
They're Dusty and Paulina.
Wait till the Spirit of Sport to send them. You're going to go down that avenue.